Metro News Talk Line with Hoppy Kercheval is presented by MVB Bank, your most valuable bank. Member FDIC.
One big part of West Virginia's migration into sports betting is not only sports betting at the casinos, but a big part of this is going to be using your mobile phone app. Now, how's that work and how do you do that? Lindsay Slater is manager of GeoComply, a geolocation technology and compliance company, and they know because that's what they do. And she joins us on Metro News Talk Line. Lindsay, good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you very much for having me.
Sure. Thanks for coming on. So, Lindsay, first, how important in sports betting or in gambling these days is having this mobile app? How big a part of the business is that?
It's definitely a huge portion of a casino's traffic, anywhere from 30 to 60% of their total business.
That much? Because people, just because of convenience, or young people are more geared to that, or what?
I think it's, yeah, exactly. Young people, millennials, want to interact with different products in different ways. Everyone's got a phone in their pocket, and it's an easy way to consume the product.
Okay. All right. So in West Virginia, and I know this hasn't been decided yet in West Virginia, but you've had some contact with the West Virginia folks. How do you think this might work? Will every casino have their app? Will the state have an app? How do you think it'll work?
Yeah. Just like you, every casino would have a website online in a place like New Jersey. You could say that every casino would have a sports betting site and also a mobile app to go with it.
Okay. And then how will casinos market those apps to people? Because clearly the casino wants to get people to use their app. Would they offer free play? Would they put money in people's account? Would they offer prizes or benefits if they played with them? How do you think they'll do it?
It's a good question. For online casino and poker, you might get some sort of a sign-up bonus, and that's supposed to entice people. But I think it's a good question, because it's also very difficult to advertise and market sports betting with restrictions on Google ad campaigns, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So another consideration.
All right. So also in West Virginia, and I guess it'll be like this in other states, you'll be limited to using that app in the borders of West Virginia. How's that work technically?
There's a geolocation technology that can be wrapped into that mobile app that sits on your phone that will pinpoint your location in the background when you log in or when you place a bet to confirm where you are, make sure that you are inside the borders and that the bet that you're placing is legal.
Okay, and can you go deeper on how that works?
Absolutely. If you're on a phone, we use things like Wi-Fi, GPS, cell tower signals to pinpoint exactly where you are. So even if you are yards from the state line, it's possible to still pinpoint that you are indeed on the inside and that you should be eligible to place your sports bet.
Okay, there's an algorithm, I guess, that can do that. So is it technically impossible for somebody to beat that and somebody to be just across the river in Ohio or in Virginia and still use the app? It just won't work?
It just won't work. The closer that you get to the border, the more often your location will be rechecked. And as you approach that border and right before, you'll be cut off.
Mm-hmm.
There are lots of apps out there that might help you spoof your GPS signal, may help you fake your location through some sort of a developer tool or mock location setting, geolocation technology that's used for online gaming and sports betting looks for those kinds of things and ensures that those types of transactions are blocked.
Okay. Lindsay Slater's with us. She's manager of GeoComply, a geolocation technology and compliance company, on how these sports betting apps will work. This, I guess, is a decision by the states and or the casinos. So it may be more in the policy area than in your area. But what's been your experience, or what have you learned about how people will build an account or collect their winnings? Will they have to physically go to the casinos to start an account or put money into an account or pick up their winnings?
I would say that's definitely up to the policymakers within the state or the local gaming commission. I think the general consensus is having to go in person is something that should be optional and not necessarily mandatory. If you want to offer an online or mobile experience, you want someone to be able to do it completely remotely and not have to go down to their local casino or maybe drive hours in order to do so. There's definitely in-person components of sports betting right now in Nevada, and you need to go into a property and provide a copy of your driver's license or your passport. But I know that other states are looking to keep things more open.
Mm-hmm. From a technology standpoint, so let's say that, and from what I've heard is in West Virginia, you would not have to go to start an account. You wouldn't have to go there to put money into an account. You wouldn't have to go there to collect your winnings because there would be limitations as to how many people would be willing to do that. But then from a technical standpoint, and I'm not very well versed on this, frankly, so you can help me. How would people put money into an account and how would people get paid into an account? How would that work?
Good question. And it's a big undertaking that needs to be worked out with the banks, with payment processors, payment gateways. So whether you want to get PayPal on board as a payment method to deposit money into your sports betting app, you need to help the folks at PayPal understand that you're operating a licensed sports book, that you've dotted all your I's, crossed your T's, and that they need to support you in processing those payments. The same goes for Visa, MasterCard, Amex, and you know the likes of wallets like NetTeller.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually running an industry webinar in 40 minutes specifically on this about payments and how this is a huge undertaking that you need to work out before your sports betting platform goes live.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's expand on that. And again, I want to apologize for the quality of the phone line. We've been having some massive storms. We got hit just with a power issue just before we started this interview. So the telephone line is not up to quality. So I apologize to our listeners for that. So you're saying that, so everybody's got, I mean, the technology is there, right? Just figuring out how to do it in a way that's people's accounts are protected and it's an efficient transfer of money both ways.
Yes. Absolutely. This is all new to the U.S. market. You know, sports betting has been going on for quite some time outside of the U.S., in the U.K., in Europe, across Asia. But the U.S. now has to decide how they're going to model this here on our home turf. And it's a matter of educating payment providers and government regulators as to how to structure their regime and make this market successful for the players who want to bet and also the casinos who are going to offer the business.
Mm-hmm. Lindsay Slater's with us, manager of GeoComply, a geolocation technology and compliance company about these sports betting apps that are already out there. Some are already out there, but states are going to be doing this now as states open up to sports betting like they are doing in West Virginia. Do you get into the area, Lindsay? Do you have any insight on what will be real-time betting on events? Because where people believe, and I'm not making judgments about whether it's a good thing or bad thing, it's just where the market is going, that there would be real-time betting on events, that people will be sitting there, they have their phone, they're watching the event or listening to it, and then they're betting as the event unfolds on things that are happening or not happening during the game. Do you all work with that at all? And do you have any knowledge of the technology that would go into that?
Yeah, I mean, it's all part of the sports betting platform that a casino would hire for themselves. However, that's something that doesn't exist right now in Nevada. Nevada, of course, is the only state in the U.S. that's offering sports betting. But, I mean, that type of in-play betting is happening right now and has been for years outside of the U.S. And I think it will be important to appeal to millennials, to young people, to those that are using their mobile phones to bet, to have those types of options, and also drive engagement with the sports leagues, the games that they're playing, that everybody's betting on, and making it a more exciting gaming product.
Mm-hmm. And in that, how critical is it? Because this is one of the things the leagues say in pitching either a data fee or an integrity fee or whatever they want to call it, that that the casinos, whoever's running this for the casinos, has real-time data, has data at that moment, because things can change so quickly.
Yeah. I know that the leagues have partnered with different companies to have that official data feed. That's definitely a part of it. But when it comes to the in-play betting themselves, that's something that is outside of the leagues. That's something that the technology platform would build to support those types of bets, accepting those kinds of bets on behalf of the casinos.
Mm-hmm. And this is not your area, but this is something that's going to come up, Lindsay, and that is there is a concern among some anti-gambling folks that this is going to, you just talked about millennials, that more people are going to have access to rapid-fire betting and could easily get over their heads in this environment. What are your thoughts about that?
I would say that standard in any kind of online wagering betting platform, there are various responsible gaming controls that are mandatory by state regulators, things that include self-excluding. So if you've identified yourself as a problem gambler, there are controls that you can use to limit what you bet. You can put yourself on a self-exclusion list. In places such as New Jersey, they have a statewide list that applies to all casinos. If you want to exclude yourself and ask for help with controlling your betting activities, those types of things are standard, and no casino would be able to offer a sports betting product to customers unless they had those types of controls in place.
Okay. Anything, and finally, just anything you want to add for lay people, because I think most of us listening are lay people, somewhat technically savvy, about where you think all this is headed. Where's this all headed in terms of gaming, wagering, the use of technology to wager, those kinds of things? What is the environment going to look like 5 years from now?
Good question. I mean, I think at the moment, there's been a few states that have offered online casino and poker, but most states have been hesitant to offering those types of products to their citizens. That being said, with the repeal of the sports betting ban, states like West Virginia being able to exercise their own rights in offering sports betting or other products, I think that we'll see a natural progression to offering other things besides sports betting online, things like maybe casino games or maybe poker. The opportunities are endless as long as you have legislation in place to allow for that type of a business. But as patrons go less and less to their local casino, I think the gaming industry is looking for new ways to engage their audience and offer more exciting gaming products.
Lindsay Slater, manager of GeoComply, a geolocation technology and compliance company, on how these sports betting apps are working and are going to work in places like West Virginia. Lindsay, I apologize for the technical snafu, and I appreciate you coming on today. Thank you for the insights.
Thanks very much for having me, Hoppy.
All right, good to talk to you.